Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it is January. This is Dr. Jim Bachman, and in January, lots of folks are trying to lose weight, and a lot of us are on diets, and a lot of us have tried diets before. And if you've been on a diet 200 times, lost 300 pounds, and have it to come back, this is the program that you want to listen to. So for the next 30 minutes, this is Dr. Jim Bachman from Greensburg, Pennsylvania. My contact information is area code 724-836-5408. You can go to my website, and on my website you will find contact information, www.askingdrjim.com, www.askingdrjim.com. So does that sound like you? That sound like you whenever you're trying to lose weight, trying to get into those new clothes you got for the holidays, or thinking about the spring and getting into a bathing suit, and you don't like the possibilities of what you see when you get out of the shower in the morning, you look in that full-length mirror. And you've tried and you tried and you tried and you tried to be successful for a short period of time. Then you get up against a wall and you wonder, what's wrong? I'm just drinking water and I'm not keeping it off. So let's coin some new terms. I want you to retire the term diet. Diet implies pain. No diet has ever worked, ever will work, or can be smoothly advertised to the point where it will work. It just doesn't work. There is no magic pill to help you get into that new little red dress. It just doesn't work. What I want you to understand for the next 30 minutes is you have to make lifestyle changes. Perhaps you had surgery to lose weight, and indeed you will lose weight because you're starving yourself to death. But in my experience, and I've been working with folks for 38 years, in my experience, what happens after having gastric bypass or banding or whatever you had done, unless you change the reason that it occurs, it will come back. So after all that dangerous surgery and all those weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of throwing up and starving yourself, you're putting the weight back on. And here's why. Simply put, lifestyle change may sound simple to you, and it is simple. However, if it was that simple, everyone would be doing it, correct? You have to ask yourself that question. If I have an extra 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 pounds, why do I have it? Well, sometimes the answer is very apparent, sometimes it isn't. It may be the fact that you are not sleeping enough. We know, as scientists, if you don't sleep enough, you gain weight. Why is that? Well, it occurs because if you don't sleep enough, the body produces more stress hormone. More stress hormone makes you eat more, makes you put on belly fat. Cortisol. So, lifestyle change. How do you do it? It's simple. You rearrange your day where you can get to bed earlier. And as a result of it, you start to change your lifestyle. And as a result of that, you will find it easier to manage your weight. Simply because your body is hardwired to survive. And if you go on a diet, if you break that word down and kind of think about it for a second, D-I-E, die it, meaning die you. So let's change our thought processes here. Let's start coining some new phrases. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I can make those lifestyle changes that I need to make. Because my goal, my sole purpose in spending these 30 minutes with you, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter or Blog Talk Radio, is to provide you with some information to be able to manage your health in a way that will help you stay healthy, prolong your life, and give you the freedom of more choices. So quit depriving yourself of food. Adopt what we're talking about. Lifestyle changes. If you have personal questions about lifestyle changes, and I'm going to review some in the next 25 or so minutes, give me a call directly. Dr. Baughman, B-A-U-G-H-M-A-N, area code 724-836-5408, or you can contact me through my website, www.askingdrjim.com. And an interesting fact you'll find on my website, there is a picture of a biophotonic scanner there. It's a new technology to find out whether your vitamins are working for you. So if you take vitamins, find out if they're doing the job they're supposed to. And get onto my website, www.askingdrjim.com, and go to the link that says, are your vitamins working, and get some more information. So let's start making some changes in our life. Let's take responsibility, and we can't proceed any further with you developing your freedom talk, and that's what this whole 30 minutes is about. Freedom from diets, freedom from poor health, freedom from making excuses, and freedom from actually being healthier, losing the weight, by start making the small changes in your life that make the difference in your lifestyle. Now, I started out talking about talking. Science has proven that if you don't sleep enough, and the average American doesn't sleep enough, the average American should sleep 8 hours or thereabouts, plus or minus an hour. However, most Americans do not. And as a result of that, what happens is you produce more stress hormone, and your waist and your hips start to expand. That's just the way you're hardwired. You can't change it. I can't change it. But what we can do to change it is to have you sleep more. So start making the gradual changes in your lifestyle. We're talking about today how to manage your weight. I want you to coin a new phrase, I can manage my weight. And it's not going to be with a diet, because diets don't work. You've heard of the high-protein diet. You've heard of the low-fat diet. You've heard of the water diet, the apple diet, the tomato diet. You've heard of all of them. And they all seem to be very successful for the first week or two. Then what happens? Well, you are hardwired for survival. And then what occurs is the body starts fighting back. You're depriving your body of calories, healthy calories. So what it does is it starts to set off alarms. It sets off alarms in your brain that says, I need food. And with the choices you've already made to be in the situation, because remember, you have to take responsibility for where you are. It's no one else's fault. It's not your genes. It's not your mother. It's not your father. It's not your grandparents. You are where you are because you got yourself there. Now, that may be a realization that you find difficult to accept or even believe, but it's absolutely true. No one shoves food in your mouth. You do it yourself. You do it with your own two hands. So you just need to sit down. I'll tell you a wonderful way to do it that may shock the bejeebers out of you. You have a smartphone, right? Sit down with your smartphone, and every time you sit down, videotape what's going on in your face. Are you eating things? Are you unthinking about it, eating things? Because most of the time we now eat food and not even realize it. So one of the best ways to do it is use your smartphone. Videotape yourself. See what you're actually doing during your quiet time. Some of us eat on the run. Some of us eat every time we sit down. So that's another lifestyle evaluation, because my goal for this Freedom Talk, and that's what I call these series, Freedom Talk, is to be able to give you information that can help you break that bond that and that hold that the junk foods have on you, which keeps that weight around your waist, which causes problems with your health. So we're talking about lifestyle changes. This is Dr. Jim Bachman from Greensburg, Pennsylvania. And my goal with the Freedom Talk is to be able to give you information to make some gradual tweaks, I call them, in your lifestyle. Your lifestyle is what you do throughout the day. Some of it is on automatic pilot. Some of it is not. We need you to bring to the forefront what is not on you're thinking about, and think about it for a second. So when you find yourself automatically, when you see a commercial around the football game or wrestling or hockey or whatever, you don't automatically get that subliminal message that you get from the television, eat, 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 and it drives you to the fridge or the cupboard and you pick up some snack foods. So how do you manage it? Well, realize that it's occurring. That's the first thing. You have to realize and accept the fact that you are where you are because you made the decisions that got you there. So instead of just eating mindlessly, I call it, evaluate what you eat. I just mentioned a couple minutes ago, use your smartphone. Take a picture of everything you eat in a day if you want to use a smartphone. If you don't want to use a smartphone, then sit down every time something goes in your mouth and write it down. You don't have to be a scientist to realize when you look at that list of things that you have eaten in a day and you find that it consists of potato chips and ice cream and white flour and white bread and white milk and refined foods and white sugar, that you finally come to a realization, yeah, maybe I am my own worst enemy and eating things I shouldn't be eating. I work with folks on a daily basis and have for 38 years, and when we sit down and we do a diary, whether it's an electronic diary on your smartphone or whether it's a piece of paper and you write down what you eat, most folks will be absolutely amazed at what they have thought they ate and what they actually ate and drank. So that's the first step. Number one, the first step is realizing you are where you are because you made the decisions to get there. The second step is forgive yourself and start making the changes. And I suggest that you make changes gradually, because we as human beings do not like change. We don't accept change very well. This is Dr. Jim Bachman from Greensburg, Pennsylvania. We are talking for the next 15, 16 minutes on lifestyle changes to manage your weight. Now notice I've shifted away from diet to managing your weight. Most folks manage their finances, but they don't manage their time very well. They manage their family's activities and vacations, but they don't manage their weight very successfully. They think it's on automatic pilot. So my contact information is 724, area code 836-5408. My website is www.askingdrjim.com, askingdrjim.com. My suggestions earlier were to use electronics. A lot of us are using electronics for everything possible, and electronics are one of the reasons that we have such a weight challenge, because we spend too much time sitting and using our thumbs instead of standing and moving our legs. So the first thing is to realize in any weight challenge is, first of all, you have a problem, and you made the decisions to get yourself there. So then you have to start unraveling why it happened. Well, some of the easiest things to do is, as I mentioned earlier, start getting enough rest. Very, very important. All the science is there to tell you, to support the fact if you don't sleep enough, you get fat. That is simple. There's a stress hormone that's produced when you don't sleep enough, night after night after night after night. And that stress hormone called cortisol will put the body fat in your waist and your thighs. And that is the most dangerous place for it to go. So in our Freedom Talk today, I want you to realize that the science behind what we're talking about right now can save your life. So realize you have a situation, realize you made the decisions to get there, and realize then you can start making some very simple lifestyle changes. Number one lifestyle is get more rest. Number two, start gradually taking out the things in your diet that you realized in your diary, whether it's electronic or whether it's on paper, that you are consuming that are what we call simple carbohydrates. Take out the white foods. The white foods meaning that they are made out of white refined flour, white refined sugar, and white milk. Yes, and for all those that were raised that milk is healthy, milk is not the healthiest beverage of all. Water is. So the lifestyle changes that are suggesting right now are start taking out the refined foods from your diet, the chips, the white breads, the pastas that are refined and are white, and all those things. Most of you know what you're eating and shouldn't be eating. And you can't support your weight management in consuming those foods simply because they exemplify and magnify the stress hormone reaction in your body. So as a result of it, guess what happens? Yipper, you add another hole to the belt, or you can't get in your skinny jeans anymore, or you can't believe what your electronic tracking system is telling you, your smartphone, that you are puffing up. So you are in the situation you're in because you made decisions to get there. So let's start unraveling them during our series with Freedom Talk. We're going to do several of these Freedom Talks throughout the next couple weeks, simply because I want you to be aware that you are where you are because you made the decisions to get there. So it's your responsibility to forgive yourself, number one, for making those decisions. And number two, start chipping away gradually at the decisions you made to get there. And one of the first things you can do is get more sleep. Another thing you can do is to start removing the bad foods, the white flours, the refined foods. Stay away from the packaged meals. At the drive-thru, there's a lot of drive-thrus now that have healthier selections. Salads that are healthier, oatmeal that is healthier, as long as you don't get the oatmeal with all the sugar all over it. So start to make those changes gradually. Remember, you're a human being hardwired for health, hardwired for survival, hardwired for rest, hardwired for eating healthier than you're eating. This is Dr. Jim Bachman. We're having a Freedom Talk today on managing your weight. We're no longer calling anything a diet because diets don't work. It's that simple. That's why the folks that are listening to this program and the folks you see advertising on television have tried the diet, they get off of the diet, what happens? It comes right back on. The reason that it happens is you're hardwired to survive. So after you deprive your calories, your body from calories, it starts fighting back, and it does it in very bizarre ways at times, which drives up your calorie consumption, simply because the body does not want to cannibalize itself, which it will do in extreme calorie reduction diets. That's why it simply doesn't work to be on a diet. Instead of that, let's switch our thought processes here to a lifestyle change, and we're going to coin the term to you, manage my weight. Drop the diet. Manage my weight. The first thing to do is accept responsibility for managing your weight. Accept responsibility for getting to this point. Accept forgiveness for realizing, yes, I got myself into this boat. You may quit, and you may also, and I want to make this point absolutely clear, quit blaming it on your parents, your grandparents, your genetics. Very, very few of us have weight management issues because of that. We have made decisions as adults to be in the boat we're in, and if that boat's going to sink, we got there by ourselves. So forgive yourself, forgive your family, accept total responsibility, and move on. So the first thing I mentioned was, number one, accept responsibility. Number two, get more sleep. Number three, start making the gradual changes in your food selections that you should. Reduce the packaged meals, reduce the refined carbohydrates, the white flour, the white sugars, those kinds of things, and start to add in whole foods. For example, an evening when you're watching TV, instead of getting a piece of apple pie with ice cream on it, which gives you an extra 600 to 600 plus calories you don't need, pick an apple and eat the apple. The apple is only adding about 100 calories, and it has lots of fiber with it, which will help to keep the cortisol levels down, and therefore it will help you make some better choices. Number four, and I'm not keeping track of everything, but number four, start drinking water. Throw the soda away. I don't know what it takes to convince you that the stuff in soda is unhealthy. Everything it produces, everything from cancer to urinary problems to digestive issues to weight gain. What is it going to take to get you to realize that? Our body is hardwired for when we're thirsty to consume water. Nowhere in the survival manual will you find soda as a beverage of choice. Water, water, water. The average American in normal circumstances take the amount of water you should consume in a day under normal circumstances is take your weight, convert it to ounces, and then divide it by one half. So if you weigh 150 pounds, 150 ounces divided by two is what? 75 ounces of water in to be consumed in a day, not at one sitting. So, add water to your diet, reduce the soda from your diet. You realize there's 10 to 12 teaspoons of sugar in one can of soda. Wow, that is a lot. I am Dr. Jim Bachman, Greensburg, Pennsylvania. We're talking Freedom Talk today on weight management. And if you want to find out why you're having problems, my suggestion is listen to this program and listen to the programs we're going to do in the future. My contact information is area code 724-836-5408. My website is www.greensburg.com. AskingDrJim.com, AskingDrJim.com. So my passion, my goal in life is to help folks understand how they can have freedom, freedom of health, freedom of making a decision whether they can go on a vacation or not having the freedom to go on a vacation because they have health problems, simply because they don't eat properly, and as a result of it, they have weight problems, and as a result of it, they have health problems. So our goal today is to give you those simple steps. Number one was get more sleep. Number two was accept full responsibility for being where you are. Number three, forgive yourself. Forgive all the people and all the circumstances you've been blaming on, the reason that you're there, because very few of us are in having problems with a BMI, body mass index, over 25% because of our genetics. Very few of us. That was an old wives' tale. Number three and four, make the changes in your diet. Reduce the refined carbohydrates. Reduce the box foods. Reduce the drive-through meals. Reduce the late evening meals. That's another area that is really a problem for lots of folks. And, you know, you may say to yourself, well, I work till 6 or 7, and then I have to drive home. Well, a very simple solution is eat your larger meals in the morning and at lunchtime. Then in the evening, have salads and vegetables and things of that nature, and they will digest more slowly. And as a result of it, you will have less challenges with weight management. Exercise is the next step. You know, exercise is very important. If you don't exercise, your body will store extra calories. And you don't have to do anything real expensive or real exotic or anything like that. Simply start using your body in a new way. Walk in place for 5 or 6 minutes. Let me give you some ideas here. Raking the lawn, for example, or shoveling snow or leisurely walking burns an extra 281 calories in an hour's time. Scrubbing the floors on your hands and knees, mowing the lawn, light biking or dancing burns up to almost 400 calories. So you can see you don't have to do something real rigorous with all this equipment. You have all the equipment you need. You have your body. You have your feet. Start exercising, utilizing some light weights. You know, you have soup cans. Use soup cans if you don't have any kind of weight. But the key is consistency. I find in working with folks that the best time to exercise is in the morning before they eat. And the reason for that is it helps to generate all those healthy body chemistries that help to manage your weight throughout the day. If you exercise late in the evening and that happens to be your pattern, well, that's okay, but a lot of times that can interfere with your sleep. And we know sleep is very, very important. So if you accept responsibility for the reason that you're having a weight problem, and start making these little changes. And if you would like to have some more little changes, then give me a call. I'll be more than happy to help you with that. Area code 724-836-5408. Or you can go to my website and contact me that way. Or get information there. www.askingdrjim.com. And I'll be more than happy to get information to you. So start making changes slowly. Start exercising slowly. Exercise, what you want to reach for is 45 minutes of aerobic activity 4 days a week. Start out with 3 minutes and then add a minute to it and add some weights to it. And as a result of that, you can exercise, work up to gradually where you should be. Switch the soda. Get rid of the alcohol and drink water instead, because alcohol contains a lot of empty calories, just like soda does. So my goal is to help you get freedom in your life. 724-836-5408, www.askingdrjim.com. Thank you so much.